Masechet Shivu'it, Perek Bet, Mishnah Tet, as we've been saying, the year becomes an important factor of when each vegetable is considered to be complete and when you quantify the Terumot Ma'asrot, what year is it considered to be part of. And when it comes to vegetables, the moment that they're picked is considered to be the moment that you decide it's part of that year for Terumot Ma'asrot. So if it's picked before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be the previous year's Terumot Ma'asrot in terms of Terumat Ma'aser Sheni and Ma'aser Ani. But if it's picked after Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be the later year for determining Ma'aser Sheni and Ma'aser Ani. And also for Shemitah, if it's picked earlier before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be previous year. If it's picked after Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be the Shemitah year itself. So when it comes to vegetables, it's all about picking. But the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns out that this rule only applies to vegetables that are treated in their usual manner. In other words, vegetables that need watering, that a person, the owner of the farm, waters those vegetables regularly, as opposed to relying on rainwater to water those vegetables, where halakha would be different. So the Mishnah is going to talk about over here certain types of plants, certain types of vegetables, where the owner stopped watering them around 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. What's the halakha with them? Are they considered to be regularly watered vegetables and therefore it goes by picking? Or is it, since you stop watering them, it doesn't go by picking, it goes by when you stop watering them? Mishnah says, Habetzalim hasarisim, upol hamitzri. If you have onions that don't produce seeds, or you have pol hamitzri, even though we mentioned it in the last Mishnah, in terms of replanting the seeds. Here we're talking about pol hamitzri, Egyptian beans for eating purposes. They were planted for the purposes of eating. Shemana mehem mayim sheloshim yom liferen Rosh Hashanah. And the owner did not water these plants for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. He wants them to become dry. He wants them to harden. And that's the reason he stopped watering them. Mitaserin l'sha'avad. You give your terumot ma'asrot according to the halacha of the previous year. Even if they're picked here, after Rosh Hashanah. Even if they're picked after Rosh Hashanah, doesn't matter. Since the person stopped watering them earlier on, it's considered to be a different type of vegetable. It's not considered to be like a vegetable that's watered. And from the moment he stops, he refrains from watering them. From that point on, we consider it to be part of that year. So over here, if it happened 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, at least 30 or more days before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be part of the earlier year. And therefore, we'll discuss what happens if it's if he didn't stop watering them. Umutarin basheviit, and if he planted them in the sixth year and he picked them in the seventh year, but he stopped watering them at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, they do not have the kiddusha, the holiness of Shemitah, and they're considered to be part of the produce of year six. V'im lav, but if he did not stop watering these items 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, asurin b'shevi'it, they're considered to be like a regular vegetable. And if you watered them all the way until the Shemitah year, and then he picked them right at the Shemitah year, they're forbidden. They're forbidden due to the kedusha of the shevi'it. Umit asurin l'shana haba'a. And they're considered to be, in general, for Terumot Ma'asrot, they're considered to be part of the later year, the post-Rosh Hashanah year, in terms of Terumot Ma'asrot, if they fall out in years 1 through 6. Just one point I have to mention, because I made a small mistake in a previous Mishnah. There is no Ma'aser Sheni in year 7. I threw that in by mistake, but Ma'aser Sheni only goes for years 1, 2, 4, and 5. And Ma'aser Ani goes for years 3 and 6. Ma'aser Sheni is where you take the produce and you bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it over there, or you redeem it and bring the coin over there. That's 1, 2, 4, 5. Ma'aser Ani, where you tithe for the poor person, is years 3 and 6. So over here, when we're saying Asurim Bashevi'it, since you watered it all the way until within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be part of the later year. And the same thing for Ma'aser, Umita Asrin, the Shana Haba'ah. And since a person didn't stop watering them, they have the same law as any other vegetable, and you give the Terumotu Ma'asrot for the year after Rosh Hashanah, even though they were planted in the third year, for example, but he picked them in the fourth year, is considered to be produce of the fourth year, and Ma'aser Sheni is separated from there, because it all goes by the picking if he continued to water them. The Mishnah continues and says, Veshel Ba'al, Shemana mehem mayim shete onot divrei Rabbi Meir. And when we're talking about a ba'al is a very moist field. A moist field that absorbs a lot of rainwater. It's in a valley. And therefore, a person doesn't need to water these vegetables, these onions and pul hamitzri, these Egyptian beans. He doesn't need to water them as often because they naturally absorb a lot of water from the ground. So therefore, if he misses one, if he misses one watering of them, even though the farmer still has to water them. So if he only missed one watering, let's say they get watered every 20 days. He misses one watering and then 30 days later, it's not a big deal because it could still have a tremendous amount of water from the ground. So missing one watering is okay. But let's say now he misses two waterings in a row and 40 days pass. At that point, it's considered to be that he's not watering them anymore, and it's the nutrition, the water, the hydration that is going into these onions and beans is coming fully from the ground, and therefore it's considered to be like vegetables that aren't watered naturally, and it's like regular grain. And when it comes to grain, once it reaches a shelish bishulan, that it's one-third ripe, it's considered to be ready, and you take an accounting from that year. So in this situation, if he missed two waterings from that point in time, we say, you know what? This is like a grain where it gets all its hydration from the shamayim, from rain, and therefore you don't consider it to be part of the future year. You consider it to be part of the previous year. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. If you missed two watering periods, then therefore that's considered to be the end of the road, even though you're going to pick it later on. From that point on, when you start missing your two watering periods, that's when it's considered to be the end, and you calculate from that year. V'chamim omrim shalosh. Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir. They say they have the status of the previous year only if a person didn't water them for three watering periods. If you only missed one or two watering periods, let's say 40 days, you missed two, that's not enough to be considered that they're not watered by the Baal, because by the owner. Because the Baal, the field itself, is giving a little bit of hydration. But once he misses three watering periods, that's really fully by the field, and the owner has no share in it anymore, and therefore it's considered to be part of the previous year, and Hacha is like the opinion of Hachamim.